If you'll turn with me to chapter 23 of Luke, the 23rd chapter, and we're going to begin with the 13th verse, but just to interject a few things that we talked about last Sunday. Jesus came into the city of Jerusalem riding on a donkey. And the people were throwing palm leaves at his feet, praising his name, glorifying him for his miracles and all the things he was doing. But a week later, the same people were calling for his blood. Crucify him. Crucify him, they said. This Lord Jesus Christ, who had never done anything wrong, they wanted his blood. And we're going to read chapter 23, and we'll begin with verse 13. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, "Ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverted the people, and behold, I have examined him, have found no fault in this man touching those things whereof you accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him." Chastising him meant that he was going to be whipped, and then Pilate would release him. But the people weren't satisfied with that. No, they wanted his blood. They wanted him crucified. And they kept saying it, "Crucify him, crucify him." So what did Pilate do? He said in the 16th verse, "I will therefore chastise him and release him, for of necessity he must release one unto them at the feast." And they cried out all at once, saying, "Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas." Release unto us Barabbas, a murderer, a thief, and crucify Jesus Christ. He had done nothing wrong. But remember, dear ones, this was all part of the plan of God. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus went to pray, and he cried out to his Father, "If this cup can pass from me." He didn't want to go to the cross. He didn't want to suffer on that cross, have the nails pounded in his hands and feet, people railing upon him. But he says, "Not my will, but thine be done." And he was willing to go. The 23rd verse says, "And they were instant with loud voices requiring that he might be crucified, and the voices of them and the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will, Let the murderer go. We'd rather have Jesus. So they drug him through the streets carrying that cross, laying these things upon him, took him up, nailed him on that cross, and beside him were two thieves. They call them in the Bible malefactors. Thieves were put on either side. And even one of them says, "If you're the Son of God, take us down from here. Save yourself and save us too." And the other one says, "How can you talk this way? How can you say this? All this man has done is asked God to forgive them. Yes, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And that man, that malefactor that was on the cross, he said in verse 41, "And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. This man had been a thief and a robber. He had done these things his life. And in his last moments, he gave his life to Christ. He wanting Jesus because he could see what kind of a man he was. Truly, this man is the Son of God. And Jesus said unto him in the 43rd verse, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Isn't that beautiful? Today, this man who was a thief and a murderer, "Today you will be with me in paradise." He was forgiven. And all those sins were put upon Jesus Christ in that moment. And in that moment, God had to look away because he can't look at sin. And he looked away. And in the 46th verse, let's go to the 45th. "And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost." He gave up the ghost. That was it. He was gone. People says, "Well, it's over." No, dear ones, this was only the beginning. This was only the beginning. Jesus Christ died, but he rose again for you and for me. And he's living today. And he justifies each and every one of us. What a beautiful thing. God has given us this beautiful salvation. He's given us such an opportunity. And dear ones, he wants no one to be amiss. He wants none to be left behind. And he's calling out to anyone today, accept him as your personal Savior. Just all you got to do is just open your mouth and say, yes, Lord. I believe you. I trust you. I love you. Come into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. He loves each and every one of us so much. What else could he do? He gave his life for you and I. And when we go through things, he's always there. He's always there for us. And all we got to do is open our mouths and say, Lord, I love you. Come into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. If you accept Jesus Christ today and you want to be baptized, in 2 weeks, we are going to have water baptism here. Accept him and accept this water baptism. On April the 10th, we will be having water baptism here. Now is the time. Jesus, come into my heart. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you. He loves you, dear ones. He loves you. The time is now. Accept him. He's done so much for all of us. Praise God. Let us go down and thank the Lord for the service and for the word.